Copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
After a little bit of rest and relaxation on a Tuesday off day, the Woodpeckers, fresh off their Memorial Day victory, are ready to continue this road trip in K-Town, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Atrium Health Ballpark, it's time for game two of six between the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the visiting radio booth in Kannapolis. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and it is great to be with you once again live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. You can download it on the Google Play Store or the App Store. It's where you can find our online radio broadcast of Woodpeckers baseball all week long here on the road. And a reminder that you can also watch tonight's ball game in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV and Bally Live, where you'll get the voice of the Cannonballers and my personal friend, Tan Haloti. It's great to have you in tonight. Game two of six, the Woodpeckers were able to end a long and dreary eight-game losing skid with their win on Monday here on Memorial Day. It was the only game in the league. The rest of the teams, the other 10, caught up yesterday, so we resume the series tonight. Fayetteville off of a 3-1 win on Monday, and if you weren't with us for that one, they got a nice little injection of offense from Zach Daniels, a minor league rehabber down from Corpus Christi. Of course, Zach Daniels was a star player with the Woodpeckers going back to the early months of 2021. Was the focal point of the offense last year in Asheville, coming off of hammock bone surgery. He is again rehabbing tonight with the Woodpeckers, but his two-run double on Monday in the fifth inning ended up making it a 3-0 lead, and it proved to be the game-winning hit. The Cannonballers would score a run later in the game against Jose Gadez, but Fayetteville went on to win 3-1, end the eight-game losing skid, and pick up their 17th victory of the year. Tonight entering in at 17-28 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a game above 500 at 23-22. On the mound on Monday, Nolan DeVos was really solid over three innings of work, scoreless and hitless. He had tons of family and friends in the ballpark to watch him pitch. Exited a little bit early after 45 pitches, and Jose Gadez came on in the fourth inning and really provided some length out of the bullpen. 4 2/3 innings, gave up just five hits and one earned run, and he earned his first winning decision of the year. Casey Ford has been spectacular since he came down from Asheville. Over two outings, he's not allowed a run, and on Monday night, he retired all four batters he faced, including striking out the side in order in the ninth inning to earn his first Carolina League save of the season. Tonight, the Woodpeckers will hand the ball to their top pitching prospect, right-hander Andrew Taylor out of Central Michigan. 2-2 record and a 4.60 ERA. Opposite of him is the southpaw Shane Murphy, who's been stellar in the Cannonballers rotation this year. 2-2 with a 1.91 ERA. It's game number 46 of the regular season, road game number 20 for the Woodpeckers, and it's coming up at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time tonight. Let's take a look around the Carolina League standings as well before the Cannonballers take the diamond and we get ready for first pitch in the anthem. In the North Division, the Carolina Mudcats have a 25-18 record. They are a half game in front of the Down East Wood Ducks at 24-18. Delmarva is in third at 23-22, and the bottom three clubs are Lynchburg, Salem, and the Fred Nats at 19-25, 6.5 games out of first place. But the North Division is still pretty clustered together. You had Fredericksburg really start to slip off, but they have won the most consecutive games in the league entering today at 5 in a row, climbing back towards contention in the North. Meanwhile, in the South Division, the Columbia Fireflies have the best record in the league, 28-18. They're three games in front of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 25-21. The Augusta Green Jackets vaulted over the Cannonballers with a win yesterday. They're 24-22, four games out of first place. And Kannapolis, 23-22, as mentioned, 4.5 games out of first place, still very much in the hunt, but they lost on Sunday and lost on Monday, 2 in a row, to drop them to fourth in the division. Charleston is 10 back, 18-28. The Woodpeckers right now with the worst record in the league at 17-28, 10.5 games out of first place. So with just over 20 games to go in the first half schedule, the Woodpeckers are going to have to do a lot of winning over the next couple of weeks if they want to try and avoid mathematical elimination in the first half of the schedule. That is the look around the Carolina League division standings. The Woodpeckers trying to go up 2-0 with a victory tonight. It's game 2 of the 6-game series, and first pitch is coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern. First, let's send you down to field level and let you listen in on the singing of the national anthem. The Cannonballers and the Woodpeckers have taken the diamond. We're just about ready to roll. Woodpeckers baseball is coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Drive out of the right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A 2-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike 3. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Peckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight we're in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and we're ready for game 2 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox, ready to go on a Wednesday night. Tuesday off day for the rest of the league to catch up. We played Monday, the Woodpeckers with a 1-0 lead in this series after a 3-1 victory. Let's meet the starters tonight for the Woodpeckers, announced by first-year manager Ricky Rivera. The Peckers at the bottom spot, sixth place in the Carolina League South at 17-28 coming into tonight. Zach Cole leads it off. He's in right. Zach Daniels, the rehabber down from Corpus Christi, is second. He'll be in center. Narve Cruz bats third and plays at second base. Ricardo Below, third baseman, is the cleanup hitter. Leo Stanny Molina at short hits fifth. Luis Encarnacion is sixth over at first. And the bottom three are catcher Sandro Gaston, DH John Garcia, and left fielder Frank Perez. The first pitch misses low to Zach Cole to begin our ball game. We're underway tonight at 7:03 p.m. And currently in Kannapolis, it is sunny and 74 degrees. You could not ask for a much better night to be playing some baseball. Zach Cole takes a strike, and it's 1-1 on the left-handed hitter out of Ball State University. He faces the lefty starter, Shane Murphy, and there's an upper inside corner slider called strike 2. And it is 1-2 on Cole. Shane Murphy, 2-2 record, 1.91 ERA. Last pitched on May 23rd at Augusta, where he went five innings and gave up seven earned runs. As a swing and a miss by Cole gets him retired and packing back to the dugout. And Daniels is coming up. Around the defense today for Kannapolis, the outfield features Joanna Bell-Lariano out in left. The center fielder is Logan Glass, and Drake Logan is in right. First pitch to Daniels, and he's late swinging at a fastball, 0-1. On the infield, Bryce Willits plays at third. The shortstop is Jordan Sprinkle. At second base is Wilbur Sanchez, and at first, Jonaker Betancourt. Ground ball hits softly along the third base chalk line, and it will roll foul. And over at the catcher spot, behind the dish is Luis Pineda. And again, pitching is the left-hander Shane Murphy, 14th round draft pick by the Chicago White Sox in last year's first-year player draft. Eighth appearance and eighth start of the season tonight at home. Here's the 0-2. Daniels takes one up above the shoulders. And it's one ball and two strikes on Daniels. Had the big two-run double yesterday in the fifth inning, which proved to be the game-winning hit. He also scored the run in the first inning, so he contributed to all three of the Woodpeckers' runs in a 3-1 winner. And he swings through an inside breaking ball that was down near his ankles. And Daniels extended the zone too far. Back-to-back strikeouts and a good start tonight for Shane Murphy. It brings up Narve Cruz. The Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds again. They won in them on Monday, so why not wear them again tonight? The Ville in black lettering across the chest, a black numeral on the back with a white embroider. A black belt, gray pant, black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and black batting helmets for the Fayetteville hitters. Here's the first pitch to Cruz, and he swings and rolls it softly right side of the infield. Betancourt plays it off of the line. Underhand shovels to Murphy, hustling over to the bag, and he's got it. Fielding his position to end a 1-2-3 inning. Pair of strikeouts, a 3-1 put out, and the ballers are coming up to bat. When we come back, it'll be Sprinkle, Baldwin, Willits to lead it off. We have the rest of the Cannonballers lineup as well. Woodpeckers baseball underway on the road from Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh.
Jordan Sprinkle is the leadoff hitter for the Cannonballers as we get the bottom of the first going. Andrew Taylor is on the hill tonight for the Peckers, and he delivers a first pitch fastball for a strike to the Cannonballers leadoff man. Brooks Baldwin on deck, and then Bryce Willits in the hole, the top three of the order for Patrick Leland. A swing and a foul off. It's nothing and two. The cleanup hitter is Jonaker Betancourt. Joanna Bell-Lariano hits fifth, and Luis Pineda is sixth. The bottom three are Logan Glass, Drake Logan, and Wilbur Sanchez. Two-strike pitch to Sprinkle has popped up on the infield. Halfway between first base and the mound, it is Encarnacion calling everybody off and the first baseman securing for the first out. So a high pop on the infield as Taylor gives way to his infielders to record the first out. Brooks Baldwin is coming up. And around the diamond today for the Woodpeckers in the outfield, Frank Perez patrols left. Zach Daniels is in center, and Zach Cole plays in right. Ricardo Below at third. Across the diamond, Luis Encarnacion is the first baseman. Leo Stanley Molina is the shortstop. Narbe Cruz at second base, and Sandro Gastone does the catching after a day off on Monday, so Gastone is well rested. First pitch fastball by the swing of Baldwin, and it's nothing and one. Andrew Taylor, the 6'6" right-hander, misses dead. No, called a strike on a fastball down and outside. It is nothing and two. Kannapolis in blue today. The blue batting helmets, blue jersey, ballers in white cursive script across the chest, and a small red numeral on the front of the uniform, a white numeral on the back. Here's the 0-2. It is up high. A red belt, white pant, and a red pinstripe down the side of the leg. Brooks Baldwin wears pearl-white batting gloves and some red wrist tape extending out of those gloves. Infield shifted around slightly to the pull side of the left-hander, and there's a changeup that misses low and away from Taylor. It is 2-2. Andrew Taylor, the 21-year-old and second-round compensatory pick last year by the Astros out of Central Michigan. Flutters the glove, winds, kicks, and throws the 2-2, and he strikes out Baldwin swinging with a fastball up above the zone. Good challenge fastball by Andrew Taylor, picking up his first strikeout, second out of this first inning. Bryce Willits is coming up. Other numbers for Taylor, 2-2 record, 4.60 ERA. Tonight is his ninth appearance and fifth start. 29 and a third total innings. You can call it an even 30 now with the two outs he's recorded in his first inning. 33 hits allowed, 15 earned runs. He's given up 14 walks and 41 strikeouts. And he starts out a changeup to Bryce Willits. Misses down and outside, 1-0. Willits with the high red socks and the white leg guard on his outside right leg. Here's the 1-0, and he swings late on another fastball. Andrew Taylor really living up top of that strike zone to start the game. See if he can provide a little more length than Nolan DeVos was able to give on Monday. Three scoreless innings, but you'd like to see if Taylor can extend towards the fifth today. And a slider placed on the outside edge, called strike two. And Willits tilts his head back and forth. I don't think he was too fond of that call, but he's now going to have to protect. Down on the count, one ball and two strikes. Taylor gets the sign. The target is set low and away. Pitch is low. A changeup missed. And it's two balls and two strikes. Sandro Gastone again dropping the signals today for Taylor. The ball cap the Woodpeckers have out there today is the black cap with the red bill and the white Fayetteville F embroidered on the front. 2-2. A swing and a foul back into the netting. You go back to last year, the last homestand that the Cannonballers had hosting the Woodpeckers, and the Woodpeckers won six in a row. They swept them in this ballpark. With the win on Monday, Fayetteville has won seven straight games here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Trying to continue the stretch today. Another 2-2 incoming. It is up and outside. And it's three balls and two strikes. Don't know if there's been that much road domination in any other park this year or any other park at all in Woodpeckers history. They like winning games here. Payoff pitch is tipped into the mid of Gastone, and that's the inning. Andrew Taylor wins the full count battle against Willits, strikes out two, make it, goes 1-2-3. Both starters set down the side in order, and we are moving to the second inning. No score on the Woodpeckers broadcast network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Shane Murphy, the left-hander, delivers strike one to Ricardo Below as we begin the top of the second inning. Next pitch, he spins a slider in there, right on the inner half of the plate. Below calls for time. And digs back in. Below Molina and Encarnacion, 4-5 and 6. Pair of strikeouts and a tap out to the pitcher for Murphy in that first inning. Andrew Taylor also sat down the side, and we're scoreless. And Ricardo Below looks at a pitch right down the middle, and he kind of peers back and looks at Frank Jones, but that pitch was right down Broadway. And Below is cemented in the ground during that at-bat. He looked at all three strikes. And Leo Stanley Molina is coming up. Molina into the right side, wearing the high black socks today, playing over at short. And the first pitch to him in the zone for strike one. Molina on the season batting .204, a home run, and 8 RBIs. Murphy kicks and pitches, and a high slider, he cuts underneath it. Leo Stanley Molina extended way up above the zone on that pitch. That was above the letters, and he went after it, perhaps thinking it was a curveball and it was going to drop off. The 0-2, Molina goes up high again, elevated fastball even higher than the last pitch, and Leo Stanley Molina swinging like he's 6'8". So he's back to the dugout on three pitches. So quite the start to this inning for Shane Murphy. He has two strikeouts on six pitches. Luis Encarnacion stepping in. And here comes the offering. He swings and drives it out into right center field. A high arcer, Glass and Logan converging on it. It is Drake Logan making the catch in the alleyway. And Encarnacion quickly flies out, a seven-pitch inning with a pair of strikeouts for Shane Murphy. And we're going to the bottom of the second. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. the Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Back with you at Atrium Health Ballpark, Woodpeckers baseball live on the road in Kannapolis. Andrew Taylor is back out to work the second inning, and Jonaker Betancourt takes strike one on a fastball. Andrew Taylor set down the side in order in the first, couple of strikeouts, faces the Kannapolis cleanup man, and a changeup misses low and inside. It is 1-1. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers went down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning. Shane Murphy with two perfect innings, four strikeouts. He's rolling to begin the night. Here's the wide kick and the 1-1. Fastball, a little low and in. Two balls and one strike. Betancourt, a .214 hitter on the year. He has no home runs and just one RBI. Taylor motions, fires. And this pitch is punched foul on a line into the screen above the Woodpeckers' dugout. Only three hits on the season for Betancourt. He was a free agent internationally in 2016 for the White Sox. Batted an even 200 against right-handed pitching this year. Two balls and two strikes, the break-even pitch. It is upstairs, shoulder level on a changeup. 3-2, Andrew Taylor brings a five-pitch mix to the plate. So a lot of movement, the fastball, changeup, slider. He has a cutter and also a sweeping curve. Here's the 3-2. Fastball and lofted foul back of home. So Betancourt stays in a 3-2 count. Joanna Biel-Lariano is on deck, and then Luis Pineda in the hole. 4-5 and 6 for Taylor. Second baseman Narbe Cruz shifted towards the middle, and Encarnacion off the line. Next 3-2 pitch misses upstairs, and Betancourt draws a leadoff walk. First walk by Taylor, and it's the game's first base runner. Joanna Biel-Lariano steps into the right side for the Ballers. So Taylor, for the first time today, will work out of the stretch. Toes the first base side of the slab. Left leg kick and pitch. It's slider that cuts in, or rather the cutter there from Taylor. And it is 0-1. Lariano batting just .163. He has 14 hits, 11 singles, and three doubles. The pitch popped up, and out of play it goes towards the street. Lariano with three RBIs on the season and 18 walks to 32 strikeouts. Did not play yesterday, or Monday rather, and he's in the lineup for the first time tonight. Short leadoff of first for Betancourt. Here's the pitch. And it misses outside, pops out of Gastone's mitt. 1-2. International free agent signing Lariano going back to 2018. The 1-2. Lashed foul. Again into the netting above the Kannapolis dugout. They have a long dugout that stretches from the bullpen and right almost all the way level with home plate. They have a dugout for the players, then next to it a smaller version of the dugout, which is meant for fans. Here's the pitch. Two-strike offering is upstairs. And these cannonballers doing a good job of working themselves back into counts. Betancourt was able to do that, draw a walk, and now Lariano trying to get aboard. Originally from the Dominican Republic, Taylor's pitch home. Hit on a line out to second, caught by Cruz, throw to first, and they get the double play. Encarnacion is taken out at the knees by a slide from Betancourt. Encarnacion is up. He's checking on Betancourt, who went spikes into the bag. And it is a double play, 4-3. Encarnacion being a good sport here, helping Betancourt to his feet. They say no harm, no foul, as it was a collision going in on the slide. Encarnacion was knocked over, but held on to the baseball. And a well-struck ball, but in the wrong spot. Lariano ends up doubling off Betancourt. And Andrew Taylor will go back to the windup and face Luis Pineda with two outs. The base is clear. Pineda, a right-handed hitter. He's the catcher tonight. And the first pitch to him is a fastball in for a strike, looking. Luis Pineda, out of Venezuela, international signing in 2018. Full season debut this year as he hits a hard ground ball past the eyes of Cruz and out into right field. So good for the double play. Andrew Taylor keeps that to just a non-damaging single. And Luis Pineda picks up his first base hit of the day. Really barreled that one up, 102 miles an hour coming off of the bat. And again, Narbe Cruz was too close to the middle of the diamond to make a play. Allows Logan Glass to come up to the plate. Two outs in the bottom of the second, no score. And the first pitch is a cutter on the low inside corner. Taylor found the mark, and it's a strike, 0-1. Logan Glass returns to Kannapolis this year after 62 games with the Ballers in 2022. The 0-1 coming. Down in the dirt and smothered by Gaston. Taylor spun the curveball. Last year he batted just 186, so he needed a little bit more time in this league. He had 18 extra base hits last year. Did have a nice little stretch in April, though, in his return. Here's the kick in the 1-1. Swings and misses, and another curve down to the dirt. And Logan Glass fishing to go to 1-2. But he had home runs in consecutive games, April 19th and the 20th. That was here at home against the Charleston Riverdogs. On the year, batting 216, four home runs and 15 driven in. Taylor's 1-2 coming. And Glass fights it off, a high fastball that he sends into the net. Really nice night for baseball in the 70s, 74 degrees at first pitch, just a slight little breeze moving out to left. T-shirts and tank tops around the ballpark today. Here comes the 1-2 again, and it dives into the chalk. Goes to 2-2 on Glass. We're here through Sunday, 7 o'clock tonight through Saturday, and then we'll play a 1 o'clock day game on getaway day Sunday, and then it's more road baseball next week. The Woodpeckers will be in Zebulon to take on the Carolina Mudcats in a road series. Two balls and two strikes. Here it is from Taylor. And he misses low and away with that sweeping curve. And again, another full count worked by the Cannonballers. Third full count of the inning against Taylor. And now a pickoff throw over to first. A lazy one as they check up on Pineda. With three balls, two strikes, and two outs, Pineda will be moving on the pitch. Logan Glass in his first at-bat ready. And he looks at a fastball for a strike right down the middle of the zone. 91-mile-per-hour heater for Taylor. Picks up his third strikeout and notches his second scoreless inning tonight. He leaves a man down at first, Pineda, after the two-out single. And we are going on to the third. No score. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers will continue in a moment.
Here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Still ballin' in the mix. It's that 6'6 long slim stick in your cheek.
We play the top of the third inning. Sandro Gastone leads it off for the Woodpeckers and swings through a Sean Murphy changeup. It is 0-1 on the Fayetteville catcher. He'll be followed by the DH, John Garcia, and then Frank Perez, the 7, 8, and 9. Pitch from Murphy, and a swing and a number off the end of the bat. Sidewinding ground ball scooped up on the fringe of the grass by Betancourt, and he underhand shovels to Murphy, covering the bag for round number one. A couple of times now, we've seen the 3-1 put out. Shane Murphy doing a good job of fielding his position today. He set down 7 in a row, struck out 4, and so far, Woodpeckers offense with no answers to the southpaw. John Garcia steps into the right side, readies for the first pitch, and takes it down and inside. 1-for-4 game yesterday for Garcia. He was the catcher. Threw out a couple of runners trying to steal. He had a great night defensively, or on Monday, rather. Going to keep saying that. Used to playing on Tuesdays. Swinging a foul backwards. It is 1-1. And his one base hit was a low liner that got out into left field. He struck it at 108 miles an hour. It was one of his best exit velocities of the season. So you like to see that for John. It's been a rough year at the plate. 147, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. Checks his swing on a low changeup. They appeal up the line, and he didn't go. Our base umpire making that decision is Tyler Hovick, and Frank Jones works the plate. The umps flip-flop from Monday. They wear black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. John Garcia ready for a 2-1 pitch, and it misses a little high. K-zone, though, had it in the zone, and John Garcia benefits from that call. It is 3-1. Murphy delivers, and Garcia drills it deep out into left field, and this is a no-doubter. Over the berm and left, and Garcia has gone deep. Solo shot, his third of the season. And he puts the Woodpeckers on the board first tonight. 1-0 in the third. Shane Murphy sat down 7 in a row before John Garcia puts an abrupt end to that. We mentioned his high exit velo on Monday, and he's carried it into today. 110 coming off of the bat. What a shot by Garcia, his first in May, to close out the month before we turn to June. Big time swing for the 8 hitter, and Frank Perez is coming up. First pitch to Perez is a ball low, and it's 1-0. Perez swings and fouls it back into the screen. And now Perez pops it up out into shallow right center field. Sanchez backpedaling from second, calling everybody off and making the grab. Out number 2 for Shane Murphy. And the lineup card flips over. Zach Cole coming up for a second time. Cole struck out swinging on a down and away slider in his first at bat. Left-on-left matchup. The bases are empty. 2 gone. John Garcia's solo home run has made it 1-0 Fayetteville. And the first pitch, a slider that falls in. 0-1 on Cole. Cole missed most of last week's series against Myrtle Beach after playing in the opener due to a minor wrist injury. Cuts in another breaking ball. Foul tips into Pineda's mitt. Quickly in a 0-2 hole. It'll be great to see him avoid the injured list and get back to the top of the order. the Zach attack. 1-2. Zach Cole, Zach Daniels, two-strike pitch is down and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Cole. Cole, the 10th round draft pick. We mentioned out of Ball State, ready for the 1-2 pitch. He swings and loops it foul over the roof and out of play. Stays where it is at a ball and 2 strikes. Zach Daniels on deck if the inning goes any further. Cole still looking for his first hit of the series. Yesterday at the top of the lineup, or on Monday, he was hitless, going 0 for 2 with a couple of walks. So he's been on base. Spoils another one off. Stays 1 ball, 2 strikes. And you consider that Tyler Whitaker has gone on the injured list, may not be back until mid-June. Having Cole healthy is pivotal for Fayetteville. A check swing and a high chopper. It's going to roll halfway up the first baseline. Bobbled by Betancourt. Tries to tag Cole in the baseline, and he does. Betancourt somehow gathers that baseball after it kicked off of his glove. With a last-second effort, he lunged into the baseline and got a piece of Cole. Just nicked him before he touched first base and ends it on an awkward-looking three unassisted. That does the job. Same thing in the box score as a normal play, and Cole retired. But John Garcia puts a run on the board with his third home run of the season. Solo shot, and it's 3-0 Woodpeckers as we move bottom three. Golden and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Andrew Taylor returns to the mound for the bottom of the third inning, and now he sports a 1-0 lead after John Garcia's third inning home run. The 0-1 pitch to Drake Logan, right-handed hitter, is up and in. Letter high fastball, and it's 1-1. Logan, Wilbur Sanchez, and then Jordan Sprinkle, the 8-9-1, will bat in this inning. Here's the kick and the pitch, and a swing and a high fly stroke to left. Frank Perez going to his left, cutting it off before the track and making the catch. Nice grab by Frank Perez. Running into the alleyway, got to the spot before the speedy Zach Daniels. And Drake Logan flies out. One gone in the third, Wilbur Sanchez, final man to see Taylor tonight. Right-handed hitting second baseman. Wilbur Sanchez of shorter stature, 5'10", 160 pounds. He's a 21-year-old and a free agent signing out of Caracas, Venezuela, going back to 2019. First pitch was up high to him. Here's the wind kick and the 1-0. Fastball, knee level, a little too low though. 2 balls and no strikes. Wilbur Sanchez on the year batting just 182, no home runs and 7 driven in. Taylor wind kicks, fires, and it's a pop fly foul back of home, 2-1. Second baseman Cruz will play towards the middle. Encarnacion fairly shallow towards the grass and about 20 feet off of that first base chalk line. Left side of the diamond is straight up. Outfield as well. Taylor gets the sign. Target set low and in. And he sailed a fastball high. Three balls and one strike. Woodpeckers had not hit a home run in a while, so nice to see one clear the fence. We've been over a week since a home run call here on the broadcast. Here's the 3-1 coming. And a foul ball dumped into the netting. 3-2. You have to go back to Tuesday's series opener last week against Myrtle Beach, the Pelicans, to find the last time the Woodpeckers homered. That was when Jackson Lofton clubbed a solo shot into the bullpen. 1 week later, John Garcia circles the bases. 3-2 fastball runs up and inside, and long at bat turns to a walk for Wilbur Sanchez. So Sanchez reaches. He has some speed. We'll see if Sanchez gets aggressive down there on the bases with the Woodpeckers leading 1-0. Sprinkle up for his second time. Kannapolis leadoff hitter popped out to first. In his first at bat, here's a slider that gets right by Gastone, tipped off of his glove, rolls to the backstop, and Sprinkle is down to second. Gastone called for a time. I thought maybe he was going to go and talk to Taylor and discuss the signs, whether there was a cross-up, but he just kind of pointed to himself and said, my bad, that'll be a pass ball, I presume, that gets sprinkled down to second base, a slider that was really not too far off the outside of the plate. Here's a swing, hard hit, line drive over to third, below, grabs it down on a knee, and looks the runner back to second. Great play by Ricardo Below. That was a sinking line drive. And Jordan Sprinkle tagged it well, but right to the third baseman. So he'll go to 0-2, couple of outs in this home third inning. And the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin, is up. Baldwin 0-1, struck out swinging on an Andrew Taylor fastball in the first inning. Here's the kick and the pitch out of the stretch. Swings at a heater, fouls it back. 90-mile-per-hour pitch from Taylor. So far, this looks like a get-right night for Andrew Taylor after what was one of his outings to forget his last time on the hill. That was at home against the Pelicans in that extra inning game last Wednesday. Changeup on the high outside corner, called a strike, 0-2. Taylor gave up a season-high 4 earned runs and 5 hits as well over just 2 innings. Struggled with command. He walked 3, struck out 3. Tonight he's through 2 2/3 scoreless, trying to make it 3. He has Baldwin in an 0-2 count. A couple of looks down to second where Sprinkle leads. Here's the 2-strike pitch and a check swing on an elevated fastball. No appeal. It is ball one. With Taylor no doubt trying to find the stuff again that he had on the road in Kinston a couple of weeks ago against Down East when he went 5 scoreless innings. 1-2 coming. And a swing and a foul backwards. Taylor doesn't throw as hard as you may think when you look at his size. He's around 90 to 91, sometimes 92, but he likes to live up in the top of the strike zone. He almost commands that fastball like a guy who throws 94, 95. Here's the 1-2 pitch again, and a sweeping curve is swung on and missed. It's bobbled by Gastone. He picks the baseball up, tags out Baldwin, and the inning is over. Baldwin strikes out for a second time. Andrew Taylor strands a runner at second base. He struck out 4 over 3 scoreless innings, and our ball game moves to a fourth inning with the Woodpeckers on top, 1-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Zach Daniels is the leadoff hitter in the top of the fourth inning. Double-A rehabber down from Corpus Christi. He takes strike one on a breaking ball. Left-hander Shane Murphy is back on the mound. He's only given up one hit so far, and it was a John Garcia solo home run in the third. And now gets Daniels to swing early on a breaking ball. Daniels struck out on a down and in curveball in the first inning. One of four strikeouts so far for Murphy. Nothing to the count on. Daniels, Narvaez Cruz is next, and then Ricardo below. 2-3-4 the order. Pitch to Daniels, and again, he swings over top of a down-and-in curveball. So that is strike three on Daniels, his second strikeout today. Not quite as productive of a Wednesday as it was a Monday for Daniels. And I think when you go back to Daniels' early years in professional baseball, when he was first with the Woodpeckers in 2021, that was a part of the scouting report that he sometimes extends beyond the zone. He's fine-tuned that a bit as the years have gone on, but right there, going down on the curveball. Narvaez Cruz starts behind 0-1, now swings and barrels up a fly out into medium left center. Laureano sprinting over, cutting over to his right, Logan Glass, and he'll make the grab in the alleyway for the second out. So Logan Glass takes control. And now Ricardo below, the switch hitter, getting the chance to bat from the right side today. And he'll have that opportunity quite a bit over the next couple of nights. First pitch to below, ripped on the ground over to third, straight up for Willits. He picks, throws to first, and the inning is over in short order for Shane Murphy. Strikeout, flyout, ground out, and 1-2-3 fourth. The Woodpeckers lead it 1-0. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live from Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
We'll be right back.
Andrew Taylor leads off the bottom of the fourth inning, or returns to the mound, should say, to face Bryce Willits. He's the leadoff hitter in this home fourth. Jonaker Betancourt and Joanna Biel-Lariano. 3-4-5, hard the order for Taylor to work through. Fastball outside after a foul ball, and it's 1-1. Willits struck out swinging in the first. Taylor has walked 2, struck out 4 over 3 scoreless innings of work. And he's given up just the one hit, a single in the second inning to Luis Pineda. Here's the 1-1, and right before Taylor can kick home, time is called at the plate. Oh, and rather no, we've got a pitch clock violation, but looked like Taylor was beginning his motion, and I guess he started to motion before the clock, or right after the clock expired, make it. So a violation gets it to 2-1. Now the pitch to Willits is foul tipped into the mitt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Third baseman below is well off of that line, playing closer to short. Molina up the middle. The 2-2 to Willits. A check swing on one down to the dirt. They appeal up the line. He did not go, says home base ump Tyler Hovick. So Willits in a full count, 3-2. 3-14 hitter on the year, 6 homers, 20 RBIs. Good season this year offensively for the left-handed hitting Willits. And now here's the 3-2 on the way. Pop fly foul back of home plate. Willits went to UC Santa Barbara, who's actually college teammates with the Cannonballers' leadoff hitter tonight, Jordan Sprinkle. Another payoff home, and another foul ball back. Keep it full on Willits. 18th round draft pick in the 2022 season. He has 9 multi-hit games this year, which has helped him hit at that 3.14 average. Enters tonight on a 4-game hitting streak and an 8-game on base streak as well. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and the third payoff pitch is just a little bit inside. Andrew Taylor missed with the sweeping curveball and walks his third batter of the game. I like the pitch decision there from Taylor. If you're a hitter, you're probably looking fastball most of the way there, and Taylor has gotten some swing and miss on that curve. Just a good take by Taylor on a knee-high breaking ball inside. I think that's mostly where you want to put that pitch if you're Taylor. You certainly don't want to leave it in the middle of the zone. And Willits now off of first to lead off the inning. Takes a secondary lead, doesn't go, and Betancourt, the cleanup hitter, takes strike one. Consecutive outings now where Taylor has walked 3 hitters. Here's a swing and a line drive, slicing foul into the concourse. And it goes to 0-2 on Betancourt. Drew a walk, his only time up. No balls and 2 strikes. Taylor out of the stretch now from the first base side of the rubber, fires. And a foul tip right off the center of Gastone's chest protector, and it knocks him down to the seat of his pants. That one blew him back. But Gastone quickly able to get back up to his feet and gather his bearings. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, everybody is back to playing on the same day. We were the only game on Monday. Rest of the league played yesterday. Tonight, the Mudcats are blowing out the Hillcats. 7-1 on the road in Lynchburg. Columbia and Downeaster scoreless from Kinston. Delmarva leads 1-0 over the Fred Nats through 3 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Now the trainer, Jennifer Bardalis, has gone out there to check up on Gastone. And Ricky Rivera is also out there checking up on Sandro. After a couple of small tests, Sandro pounds his chest protector as if to say, I'm ready to go. He is a brick wall back there. It takes a lot to put down the 6'3", 210-pound Sandro Gastone. Jonaker Betancourt waiting by, swings at the 0-2 now and drives a fly ball deep the opposite way. Cole back on it. It's over his head and one hops to the base of the wall. Going to third is Willits, and they will give him a late stop sign. Betancourt trails down to second. 2 are in scoring position. A double for Betancourt. Looked like that fly ball might have been ready to die out in right field, but it just kept going, and Cole at one point had to put the head down and just start sprinting. He knew once he saw that it could be trouble, and even with the speed of Cole out there in right, unable to leg it down. And that's the biggest hit of the day for the Cannonballers. This is just their second hit so far against Taylor. First for extra bases. And for Betancourt, that'll go down as his first double of the season. Joanna Biel-Laureano is the new hitter. With an open base down at first, Taylor spins a cutter. And it was down to the dirt. A good block by Gastone. Gastone has to be extra protective now behind the plate. Wild pitch would mean a tie game. The 1-0. And there's a changeup for a strike. 1-0 Woodpeckers on the John Garcia solo home run. But the best chance yet for the Cannonballers to tie or take their first lead. A walk and a double. Beginning this bottom of the fourth. Arellano did hit into a double play back in the second, but again, open base at first. There's no force on right now. And the Fayetteville infield playing in on the grass. Here's the 1-1. And a fly ball deep out into center field. This should be deep enough to score. Well, it's from third. Daniels lining it up, making the catch above the cap, fires towards third, and the run will score. Bryce Willits crosses, a sacrifice fly from Joanna Biel-Laureano, and we're level 1-1 at the bottom of the fourth inning. But Daniels going to third. Betancourt holds at second base. We did see a time or two Zach Daniels show off the cannon when playing left or center field out at Segra Stadium. He threw out a couple of runners in his day in 2021 at the plate, but that time just a little too deep. And probably making the heads-up play just to keep that runner at second base, sacrifice the run, and move on to Luis Pineda. And Taylor delivers strike one to the right-handed hitting catcher. Pineda singled out into right field back in the second. He's one for one. And the 0-1 pitch sweeps to the outside. That curve, it's 1-1. Augusta leads Charleston tonight, 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning out of the Joe. Woodpeckers just a game back of the River Dogs entering today. If the Woodpeckers can win, Charleston loses. They'll be back up to fifth place in the South. Pitch down the dirt. Another solid block by Gastone. And Delmarva, we mentioned Delmarva, they lead Fredericksburg 1-0. Salem and Myrtle Beach, the other game we haven't peeked at yet. And that game scoreless. And the Red Sox without a hit over their first four innings. They're playing the top of the fifth currently. Myrtle Beach did lose yesterday to Salem, which ended their six-game winning streak, coming off the sweep of the Woodpeckers on the road last week. There's a breaking ball that's fouled off the facing of the third base dugout. So two balls and two strikes to Pineda. Andrew Taylor is now at 70 pitches, and the Woodpeckers have a right-hander loosening in their bullpen. Looks like it's Ian Fago starting to loosen, and he may be the guy to come on in this fourth inning if Taylor can't get these final couple of outs. Here's the left leg kick, the pitch, 2-2 offering outside, and it's 3-2. A lot of full counts today for Taylor, which have led to that inflated pitch count less than four innings in. Season high number for Taylor this year, 76, so this may be his last chance. He throws a fastball by the swing of Pineda, went up to the top of the zone and got him. Out number two of the fourth inning, Taylor's fifth strikeout, and that is how he will end it today. Ricky Rivera is out of the dugout, and it looks like he's going to take the baseball from Taylor. He does, with Fago ready to go. Taylor with a nice bounce back after a tough outing at home last week. Goes 3 2/3 today, departs in a tied 1-1 game, and a runner of his record down on second base. Fago trying to get the final out of this fourth inning when we come back to Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis.
Broadcast Team store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Ian Fago out of the bullpen in the bottom of the fourth inning. Man, it's second and two outs. We're tied up 1-1, and Logan Glass faces the new Fayetteville right-hander. Here's the first pitch to Glass, and it's down and away for ball one, a slider. Ian Fago comes in 0-2 with a 10.61 ERA. He's pitched in 11 games this year and allowed 11 earned runs over 9 1/3 innings. Two saves and three opportunities. Right now he's just trying to be the bridge and get this game tied up to the fifth. The 1-0. And Glass takes a high slider right at the top of the zone. It's called a strike, 1-1. 13 walks, 12 strikeouts for Fago, so that's kind of his MO. He throws hard, one of the harder throwers on this Woodpeckers pitching staff. 97-mile-per-hour fastball, but sometimes lacks the command. Misses inside with 96, and it is 2-1. Tonight is Fago's 16th appearance in the Carolina League, going back to his four relief outings last year with the Woodpeckers. The 2-1. And Logan Glass takes a slider, or a changeup, make it a little too far in. And it is 3-1. Glass struck out looking in the second. Man on second base is Jonaker Betancourt, who doubled in the fourth earlier in this inning. And there's a high ball four to Glass. He is on. Five pitch walk by Fago. Two on, two out for the eight hitter, Drake Logan. Inning started for Andrew Taylor with a walk and a double. Then a sack fly from Joanna Bialariano scored Bryce Willits from third. That tied our game 1-1. Luis Pineda struck out. Taylor, with an elevated pitch count near 75, was pulled, and now Fago trying to get the final out. First pitch, a check swing, and Logan broke the plane. Nothing and one on the eight hitter. Kannapolis right fielder, he flied out to left field in the third, and he is 0-1. Logan last night was 0-3, three strikeouts, tough night at the plate. Next pitch, a fastball down and in. One ball and one strike. Forcing any base here if Fago can get something on the ground. 1-1 the count on Logan. Here it is. He swings and pops it up, and out of play it goes over the Atrium Health ballpark sign on the first base side. It's 1-2. Betancourt on second, Glass over at first. Runner at second is Taylor's runner. Man at first is Fago's. Here's the two-strike pitch with two outs. And a tapper that hits the bat as it kind of careened towards the fair side of the line. That hit the bat first for Logan and then hit it again as it popped up from the dirt. So hit it twice, but a foul ball. He touched the ball while it was in foul territory. And it'll stay 1-2. Ian Fago goes to the chest, kicks, and fires. And he misses just outside with a slider. Not a bad location, but couldn't get Logan to extend beyond the zone. Looking for his first hit of the series. Big spot here. He's 0-for-4 combined over these first couple of games. Outfield straight up, infield about straight up as well. 2-2 gets him, looking for strike three. A slider right over the middle. Fago gets it and strands two. Keeps it at a 1-1 game through four tonight in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers will send Molina, Encarnacion, and Gastone to the plate when we come back on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Leo's Danny Molina is the leadoff hitter for the Woodpeckers in the top of the fifth. Down to the count 0-2 after he swings and misses through a changeup. First pitch was down in the dirt, and he fished after that one. Molina been extending outside of the zone a lot tonight. He struck out swinging in the second on a couple of pitches that were way up high near his shoulders. Now the 0-2, and he stays off of that one, so a good take for Molina. 1-2, Leo yesterday in the series opener was the 9-hitter, slots up to the 5 spot today. Yesterday he went 1-for-3 and scored on that 2-run Daniels double in the 5th. 1-2 pitch is popped up. This is on the foul side of 3rd. Pineda and Willett sprinting over to the stairwell of the dugout. That clears the net and lands on top of the dugout for a foul ball. So Molina keeps the battle going 1-2. Luis Encarnacion on deck, and then Sandro Gastone is in the hole. Fayetteville's only run and only hit tonight against the lefty Shane Murphy has come on a John Garcia solo home run in the third inning. What was his third of the year and first in May. 1-2 coming again, and Molina lines it foul straight backwards. One ball and two strikes. Even with the solo home run, Shane Murphy's season ERA still below 2. Tonight is 8th appearance of the year, but carries a 1.95 ERA. Another two-strike pitch to Molina. This is popped up out into very shallow right. Sanchez exits the infield from second, secures with two hands, and that's out number one. Yeah, so despite one mistake by Murphy on a ball that was barreled by John Garcia, he has been perfect. He's faced just one above the minimum. He's struck out five, hasn't walked anybody. And he faces Luis Encarnacion, who pulls the first pitch foul on the ground towards third base coach and manager Ricky Rivera. Dylan Mazzo is the first base coach tonight for the Peckers. 0-2 coming, and a fastball pops the mitt right at the bottom of the zone. It is called a strike, nothing and two. And Encarnacion struck a ball deep to right in the second, but it was caught by Logan. He's 0-1. Rests that bat on the right shoulder. Readies for the pitch, strikes out swinging. High fastball at 90 miles an hour got him. Six strikeouts for Shane Murphy. And two gone in the fifth. First pitch to Sandro Gastón. Hit off the end of the bat, and it trickles foul. Murphy is still a few away from a season high in strikeouts. He struck out nine. Charleston River Dogs going back to his April 19th start over six innings. Most strikeouts in May is seven. That was back in this ballpark on May 3rd against Augusta. So he's one shy of tying his monthly high total. Gastone looks at a slider at the letters. It's a strike, or a ball, excuse me, 1-1. Gastone rolled out softly to the first baseman in the third inning. He's 0-1. The 1-1 coming. Line drive pulled out into left field. That's searing and all the way to the bottom of the wall in a blink. Gastone chugging around first, going to second. Here's a rolling throw into the bag. He slides feet first, and he's in there. Two out double for Sandro Gastón. Hot coming off the bat. 108 miles per hour on the exit velo for Sandro. And he picks up his ninth double of the season to extend the fifth inning. Get the bat into the hands of John Garcia. Went deep back in the third. And certainly like to get him back up to the plate with a runner on. So nice swing by Gastone, his best contact on the week so far. Now a ground ball, hit on one hop out into third. Another hard hit grounder by John Garcia, but it's collected by Willits, thrown across the diamond to first. The inning is over. John Garcia, seeing the ball well, strikes it well, but he goes down on a 5-3. The inning is over. Gastone left at second on the two-out double, and we are halfway home tonight in Kannapolis. Level at 1-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back on the round the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I've seen a lot of pain, but I don't want to ride.
bottom of the Kannapolis order leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. We're tied up 1-1 tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark, and Jose Fleury has taken over out of the Woodpeckers bullpen behind Ian Fago. Fago got the final out of the fourth, and now time for Fleury. Slider down and outside in the dirt, check swing, and Sanchez did not go. So it's one ball and one strike. Wilbur Sanchez, Jordan Sprinkle, and Brooks Baldwin to follow. We are tied up at one. Jose Fleury shakes the head no a couple of times, has the one he wants from Gaston, delivers. Misses low and inside with a curveball. You can see a lot of that changeup regarded as one of the best in the Houston Astros system for Jose Fleury. Curveball, slider, and a fastball as well, a four-pitch mix. 2-1 coming. It is high. Breaking ball. 3-1. Taylor goes 3 2/3 in the start. Ian Fago goes just a third of an inning, gets the strikeout of Drake Logan to strand two, and now Fleury starts the clean fifth. And here's a one-hopper out towards first base, right to Encarnacion playing off of the line. He collects, goes over to first himself, and there's one gone. Wilbur Sanchez drops to 0-1. And here's Jordan Sprinkle. A pop out to first and also a line out to third. Line kick and the first pitch on the way to Sprinkle. It's a slider just off the plate away for ball one. Jose Fleury ranks as the number 27 overall prospect in the Houston Astros system entering tonight. He's a top 10 pitching prospect as well. As Sprinkle cuts under a high fastball, it is 1-1. And Fleury coming off of an outing against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans where he pitched into the sixth in a start, gave up a pair of earned runs, no walks, three strikeouts. Low fastball. And Sprinkle ahead, 2-1. Sprinkle batting an even 200, no home runs, 13 driven in. Tonight he's 0-2. Narbe Cruz shifted over the middle from second. And there's a slider that peels to the inside, called a strike. It is two strikes now. Jose Fleury from La Vega in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 2-2. And got him swinging. A changeup way out in front. Sprinkle goes down waving. He's fallen to 0-3. And now Brooks Baldwin is the hitter. First pitch to Baldwin. Foul back. And it is 0-1. Jose Fleury, 0-3 record, 3.86 ERA collectively tonight. His 10th appearance of the year. And his 5th out of the bullpen. Baldwin reaches forward, tips a breaking ball, and it's caught by Gaston. 0-2. Tonight levels the amount of appearances he had in the DSL all last summer with 10. 0-2, pulled on the ground out to second base. Circling behind is Cruz. A two-handed pickup, routine throw to first. A 1-2-3 inning for Jose Fleury out of the bullpen. 5 are in the book tonight in Kannapolis. Low-scoring tie game, 1-1 as we move to the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Field Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Frank Perez leads off the top of the sixth inning, shoots a line drive on one hop out to Jordan Sprinkle at the shortstop spot. He steps and throws and retires Frank Perez on one pitch. It's Cole Ramage that has taken over on the hill behind the starter Shane Murphy. Murphy tonight for Kannapolis goes five innings, gives up just two base hits, one a home run, one a double. It was John Garcia's home run in the third inning that got the Woodpeckers on top 1-0. Sack fly from the Cannonballers has tied the game 1-1. No walks, six strikeouts today, and a really nice appearance for Shane Murphy, as most of them have been in the month of May. Another outing where he gives up just one run. Frank Perez out. Zach Cole now up at the top of the order. Cuts through a 1-0 pitch. And it's 1-1 even count. Ramage 1-0, 4.67 ERA. Tonight is 11th relief appearance for Kannapolis and 17th appearance in his Carolina League career. Here's the 1-1. Cole chases a changeup low, and it's 1-2. 17 and a third innings for Ramage. He has allowed 18 hits, 9 earned runs, 2 home runs, 5 walks, and 20 strikeouts. 2-strike pitch to Cole just off of the outside, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cole 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out facing Murphy. Faces a right-hander for the first time and goes down waving. Changeup below the zone, or rather a breaking ball. That's the curve for Ramage that got him. Seven strikeout tonight for the Fayetteville offense, second by Cole. Here's Zach Daniels. Nobody on base, two away in the top of the sixth. Tied 1-1, and Daniels swings through a breaking ball. He has gotten a lot of off-speed stuff tonight, hardly any fastball. He has struck out in both of his at-bats and both times against curves underneath the strike zone. Ramage winds, fires. The 0-1 ripped on a line through the left side and out into shallow left field. Zach Daniels down to first with a two-out single. And he has a base hit in both of his games on rehab assignment. Third hit tonight for the Woodpeckers, now with a single, a double, and a home run. Cruz, 0 for 2, steps up to the right side of the plate and spits on a first pitch slider low and away. 1-0 on Cruz, who flied out to center his last time up. He's also tapped out to the pitcher. Cole Ramage goes to the belt out of the stretch. Brings a fastball home, and it's bounced out to shortstop. Sprinkle picks up one hand, shovels underhand down to second, the short way, and that's the inning. Force out, retires Daniels. Two-out single is all, and we're going bottom six, still level 1-1. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jose Fleury winds and fires his first pitch of the bottom of the sixth. And it's a changeup off the plate away. 1-0 on Bryce Willits, the three-hitter and lefty. Part of the order here for Fleury to work through, 3-4-5. And Willits pops this up left side. It will sail foul. Willits has struck out and walked. He scored the only run of the game in the fourth inning. That was on a sac fly for Laureano. Only run for Kannapolis, should say. Tied the game 1-1. And it's a curve down in the dirt on the 1-1 offering. Willits gets ahead, two balls and a strike. Well-pitched game on both sides. Taylor, Fago, and Fleury combining so far, and Murphy and Cole Ramage have gone six for Kannapolis. Off the end of the bat, a ground ball pulled even with the first base bag. Encarnacion scoops it up, steps to his left, and records the out. Bryce Willits goes to 0-2. And now here is the Kannapolis first baseman, Jonaker Betancourt. And a reluctant swing on the first pitch. That was a slider low and outside of the zone. And Fleury gets ahead, nothing and one. Down and away. I mentioned tonight is the 10th appearance for Fleury in full season baseball. He had 10 outings last year in the DSL, so he'll have a lot more innings on his arm this year when it's all said and done. Fleury, a top 10 pitching prospect, the 21-year-old, won't turn 22 until March of next year. So one of the younger pitchers on this roster. And he's been having quite the season so far, standing out. Two ball, one strike pitch coming. And a fly ball on a broken bat out to shallow center. Zach Daniels calling everybody off, strolling forward and making the catch on the move for out number two. Betancourt, who doubled his last time, is now 1-2. And here's Joanna Biolariano. Fleury's best month was in April. If you're comparing it to his May, he'll wrap up, of course, his May numbers tonight. Betancourt getting to the right side in the first pitch. A fastball placed for strike one. Entering tonight, 0-3 record. All of his losses have come in May. 4.95 ERA in the month. And 11 earned runs allowed over 20 innings. In April, he had a 2.40 ERA over four appearances. That was across a 15-inning stretch. What you like about this month, though, for Fleury is that he's walked way fewer hitters, and he's been throwing a lot more strikes. Changeup below the knees is a ball, and it's 2-1 on Laureano. In April, he walked 11 batters over 15 innings. In May, just five hitters over 20. So he's really reeled in the command, and I think that's maybe led to a few more hits and runs as a result. A check swing on a pitch below the zone, and Laureano went too far, says the home plate umpire, 2-2. A lot of the time you see young developing pitchers, that's how it can kind of transfer from locating to then working the zone with better command. And there's a slider right at the bottom of the zone. Got him looking, and Jose Fleury goes 1-2-3 in the sixth. Strikes out Laureano, and he's perfect to start the night. We are remain tied 1-1 going to the final third of our ball game. The seventh inning is next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch app.
Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Tie game 1-1 tonight in the top of the seventh inning. Switch hitter Ricardo Belleau will bat from the left side for the first time tonight, facing righty Cole Ramage. First pitch was a ball low. Next one leads to a broken bat and a ground ball pulled foul into the right field bullpen. So Belleau will stroll back to the dugout and grab a new piece of lumber. Molina and then Encarnacion, 4, 5, and 6, facing Ramage. Starter Shane Murphy went five innings, one run ball, didn't walk anybody, struck out six. Ramage worked around a two-out single from Daniels in the sixth inning and is back out for his second inning of work. Jose Fleury has taken over the bullpen effort for the Woodpeckers, and he went 1-2-3 in the sixth. Check swing and a low changeup. Belleau didn't go, and he's ahead 2-1. Belleau tonight has struck out looking and grounded out to third, and he swings through a breaking ball. 2-2. Cole Ramage in his relief outing delivers down and in. He's a Baton Rouge, Louisiana native and a 24-year-old who went to the University of Arkansas, played for the Razorbacks, who have quite the college baseball facilities and culture out there. Here comes the 3-2 payoff, and Belleau walks down and away, breaking ball. First walk tonight for the Fayetteville lineup. Belleau is on to lead off an inning. First leadoff base runner that the Woodpeckers have also had all night long. It's led to a kind of a stagnant offensive performance tonight, aside from the Garcia solo home run, as they've lacked those leadoff base runners and really base runners at all. Belleau is just the fourth man to reach tonight against Kannapolis pitching. And a first pitch strike starts Molina down to the count 0-1. Leo Stanley Molina, a strikeout in the second and a pop out in the fifth, both times against Shane Murphy. The delivery, fastball in the middle of the zone, or just offset to the inside of the plate, according to K-Zone, and it is nothing and two. Middle infield of Sprinkle at short, Sanchez at second are pinching double play depth. Here's the 0-2. Molina takes a slider low and outside from Ramage. Carolina really blown out Lynchburg tonight on the road, 9-1. That game has gotten out of hand. Everybody else is close tonight, though. One ball and two strikes. Here it is. And a broken bat. Barrel goes flying. It's a line drive back to the mound. Caught by Ramage, and he doubles off Belleau over at first. Wow, how about that? A soft line drive on a broken bat goes right back to the mound. Ramage makes the catch. He hardly flinched as the barrel went flying past his right side, closer to third. And he stayed locked in to complete the play. There's also some wood chips that are scattered around home plate and the infield grass, so those will be picked up. Home plate umpire Frank Jones handing off a couple of those chips to the bat boy. And a tough break for the Woodpeckers. Molina shatters the bat. There's two quick outs now. And now a fly ball hit deep out into left field by Encarnacion. This one has a ticket for the left field berm, and it is gone. Luis Encarnacion swats a solo shot. The second of the game for the Woodpeckers, and he'll touch them all for the first time in his Woodpeckers career. It's 2-1 Fayetteville. Encarnacion is hyped as he stomps on home plate. High five Sandro Gastone and all of his teammates waiting for him on the top steps of the dugout. There has not been a lot of rallying tonight for the Woodpeckers. They've not had a ton of base runners, but the home run is getting it done. Now Sandro Gastone breaks his bat, rolls one softly to second. It's picked up by Sanchez, throw over to first, and they get Gastone to end the inning. But another long ball out to the berm. Luis Encarnacion goes deep for the first time on the season. And the Woodpeckers are on top 2-1 as we stretch in Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
We're all stretched out in Kannapolis, bottom of the seventh inning, and Jose Fleury now has a 2-1 lead. Luis Encarnacion hits a solo home run out onto the berm to put the Woodpeckers in front. Two runs tonight on two solo homers, Garcia and Encarnacion. Jose Fleury winds, kicks, pitches, and the 0-1 splits the middle. Strike two to Pineda. Meanwhile, Kannapolis, one run, two hits, no errors. It was Pineda who singled in the second and struck out in the fourth. He's one for two. The 0-2 pitch looks pretty good right at the bottom of the zone, but it's a ball. Pineda one and two. Logan Glass on deck, Drake Logan in the hole. Fleury's wind and pitch. Foul tipped off of Gastone and off of the umpire. Got a piece of everybody on the way by, and it's one and two still. Down East has broken the shutout at home, and they lead 4-0 over the Fireflies. Fredericksburg on top of Delmarva, 6-2. If the Frednats win tonight, it'll be their sixth in a row. It's already their longest winning streak of the season, at five straight, trying to continue the winning tonight. Salem has also broken up a shutout in Myrtle Beach. They're trying to win their second on the road. 3-0 over the Pelicans. And Augusta on top of the River Dogs, 2-0 at the Joe. Here's a pop fly straight up the diamond. It is Molina out in the shallow center field grass, securing it with a one-hand grab. And Pineda pops out for the first out of the seventh. One gone here is Logan Glass. Around the Astros affiliate system tonight, you have the Asheville Tourists, who began a new series at home yesterday against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And it looks like they played a daytime game today out in Asheville, and the Tourists fall 8-2 in that final. Logan Glass looks at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball in the low outside corner. It's called strike one. Fleury peers over that tan-colored glove, and the 0-1 is low and outside. One ball and one strike. Glass is struck out looking and walked. 0-for-1 and stepping in for his third AB. Here's the wind kick and the 1-1 pitch. Glass leans out in front, doesn't swing, and it's 2-1. Today, Miguel Ulloa suffered the loss for the Tourists. He got the start and gave up 2 earned runs over 2 innings, but he walked 4, struck out 3, falls to 0-3 on the year. 2-1 coming. Slider just outside. 3-1. Joey Mancini gave up the bulk of the runs. The former Woodpecker from earlier this year pitched out of the bullpen. Gave up 5 earned on 5 hits, 3 walks. He did strike out 7, but his high A ERA is at 8.74 to begin his time in Asheville. Fastball just a little bit low on the 3-1 offering, and Logan Glass has drawn his second walk of the game. He heads down to first. Fourth walk tonight by Fayetteville pitching, first from Fleury. And Drake Logan steps up to the plate. On the offensive end today, Ryan Wroblewski did hit a home run. It was his third of the year, as did Miguel Palma. So both of the runs were provided by catchers. Palma was behind the plate. Today, Wroblewski played out in right. It was Wroblewski's third, Palma's fourth solo home runs. And they were the only hits in that game as well. In the 8-2 loss, it dropped the Tourists to 20-23 on the season. After a strike, here's the pitch. A slide step home and a slider down and outside, no appeal. And it's 1-1 on Logan. So the Tourists fall. The Corpus Christi Hooks playing a series on the road. They're in Northwest Arkansas facing the Naturals. There's a changeup on the outside border. A strike called on Logan. One ball and two strikes. Logan Glass has some speed. He's over there at first, shifting his weight back and forth, taking a small secondary as Fleury goes to the belt. Slide steps home, and it's a foul ball. Tonight, Corpus Christi is tied with the Naturals, a Royals affiliate. 1-1 in the top of the third. Drew Gilbert is currently at the plate. Fastball just outside. No, late strike call. And Logan is rung up looking. Pitch looked a little bit outside, but the zone expands, and Fleury gets the benefit of that call. Second strikeout looking for Logan tonight. He drops to 0-3. Eighth strikeout for Fayetteville pitching, second for Fleury. Here's the bottom of the baller's order and Wilbur Sanchez. First pitch to Sanchez is fly to the right side, and it will sail foul. 0-1, Sanchez has walked and rolled out to Encarnacion at first. Norbe Cruz shifted towards the middle. Pretty wide open gap on the right side of the diamond. Encarnacion holding to the bag. Pitch comes home and misses low. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Fleury. Lone run today came on an RBI base hit for the Hooks. That was thanks to Shea Whitcomb. in the top of the first inning. Here's a ground ball pulled on two skips out to third. Below, gloves off to his left side, stepping a throw to first, and the inning is over. One out walk to Logan Glasizal. Jose Fleury leaves him stranded. He's through two scoreless out of the bullpen, and the Woodpeckers are on top. 2-1 through seven tonight on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Girl, you really got me now.
First pitch of the top of the eighth sails up and inside on John Garcia. The Cannonballers have turned away from Cole Ramage after two innings of work, and they go to another right-hander out of their bullpen. It is Ethan Hammerberg, and Garcia nearly stumbles over as he swings through a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Garcia hit a solo home run in the third. Luis Encarnacion a solo shot in the seventh, and the Woodpeckers, on a pair of solo swats, lead 2-1. 1-1 to Garcia is down and in. Hammerberg was not on the roster when Kannapolis was in Fayetteville a couple of weeks ago. He was just recently added to the bullpen, and he went two hitless, scoreless innings in his first appearance with four strikeouts. Tall righty pitches and slides a slider to the outside corner of the zone. It is 2-2. Infield, outfield, play Garcia about straight up. Grounded out to third his last time on a hard hit ball. At the shoulders, Hammerberg delivers. And a fly ball is smoked down into center field. Glass sprinting over to his left, gets into the gap, and makes the catch on the move for the first out. Garcia's been hitting the ball hard all night. Go back to Monday as well when he hit a ball hard through the left side. And he's having a good series in terms of his timing and squaring these balls up. Goes to 1-for-3 today, but a couple of loud outs for him. And now Frank Perez in for a third time at the bottom of the order. First pitch to him. Swing and a foul tip off of a slider. It is 0-1. Hammerberg is a 22-year-old. He stands 6'5 out there, 250. As mentioned, a big guy. Here's the 0-1. And a slider cuts to the center. 0-2. Originally from Columbus, Ohio, and he was a 20th-round draft pick by the White Sox last year, final round out of Ohio State, a former Buckeye. Nothing in two pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him. Frank Perez strikes out for the first time tonight. That is the eighth strikeout for the lineup. And two quick outs for Ethan Hammerberg. And now it's Zach Cole. Cola combined 0 for 5 in the series with a couple of walks on Monday. Tonight he struck out twice. And a fastball for a strike. Colden missed too long of a period of time, just 5 games, but even that can mess with your timing a little bit. That was the case with Tyler Whitaker when he was in concussion protocol for about a week. He talked about his timing really being the one thing he had to figure out coming back. You don't entirely forget how to hit, but those 94, 95-mile-per-hour fastballs that Hammerberg's throwing you look a little different than your batting cage fastball. 1-1 one strike, here it is. And Cole leans out of the way of an inside slider. 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 Woodpeckers. We're in the top of the eighth. They're trying to take a 2-game series lead into Thursday. The 2-1. Fastball right at the top of the zone at 94. And Cole looks back, says a couple words to Frank Jones. I think he was clarifying where the spot was. K-Zone had that one right at the top of the strike zone. Now the set in the 2-2. Cole takes it on the inside, but it's called strike three. So Zach Cole goes down looking, and it's a 1-2-3 dominating inning for Ethan Hammerberg. More of the same. 3 scoreless innings now to his Kannapolis career. Kannapolis with 6 outs to work with, trailing 2-1 when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. By Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Jordan Sprinkle swings and lines the first pitch of the eighth inning out into left field. And he is on with a leadoff base hit. Sprinkle, after an 0-for-3 start to his night, quickly gets on base and represents the tying run. And Casey the Bat Dog has made her way out there to pick up some baseball bats. She made an appearance on Monday night around this time, so she becomes the star of the show at this stage. And now Brooks Baldwin stepping into the left side, trying to do something with the tying run on. Sprinkle with some speed, leads off of first, and the first pitch comes in, called a strike on Baldwin. A pair of solo home runs from John Garcia and Luis Encarnacion have propped up tonight's 2-1 lead. Sprinkle on first, Baldwin in a nothing and one count. Pitch from Fleury, runner on the move. He swings and lines it to Encarnacion. He makes the catch, goes over to first, and doubles up Sprinkle. A low line drive that was plucked right off the top of the dirt before it hit the ground. Encarnacion went down to a sliding knee, runs over to first, gets the double play, 3 unassisted. And now the manager, Patrick Leland, is over to argue with Tyler Hovick, the base umpire. I think that Leland's contention here is that Encarnacion trapped it on a very short hop. It's possible a slow motion replay or an up close look, you might be able to find something like that, but Encarnacion's glove was pressed right up against the ground as he picked that ball. And a three unassisted, huge double play. The Woodpeckers win tonight. They'll look back at that one. Instead of potentially two on, nobody out, if that gets through Encarnacion into the corner. I mean, the game's tied if that gets through Encarnacion. Bryce Willits into the left side. Swings and fouls it off quickly, nothing and two. With the runner on the move to second, Sprinkles easily scoring. If that gets under Encarnacion into the corner. And then you're talking at least a double, maybe a triple for Baldwin, and Kannapolis with a real shot of winning this baseball game. That is a significant play. Bryce Willits down 0-2. Fleury pitches, and a ground ball stroked out to short. It's gobbled up by Cruz. Throw to first, and the defense coming to play behind Fleury in this eighth inning. A 1-2-3 flame for Fleury thanks to the double play from Encarnacion. Through eight, a one-run game. 2-1 Woodpeckers is going to the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Top of the ninth inning. The defense keeping the Woodpeckers in it tonight after a pair of solo home runs have given them a 2-1 lead. Zach Daniels leads off up to the plate for the fourth time tonight. He'll be followed by Narbe Cruz and Ricardo Belo facing new Kannapolis right-hander Billy Seidel out of the bullpen. Daniels squares up a breaking ball and pushes it on the ground to second, right to where Sanchez has it played, and he collects, throws out Daniels for the first out of the ninth inning. Couple of well-struck balls by Zach Daniels after he started his day with a couple of strikeouts. He'll presumably finish the night 1-for-4. And it brings up Narbe Cruz, who's still trying to get involved in the offense tonight, 0-for-3. First pitch on the way, and it's a strike, 0-1. Billy Seidel is 2-1 with a 5.31 ERA for Kannapolis this year. He is the Carolina League saves leader. 8 saves and 9 opportunities. Tonight is 17th bullpen outing. A swing and a miss by Cruz. He's also right near the top of the league in total appearances. Kannapolis relies on him a lot. Over 20 and a third innings, he's given up 12 earned runs, 11 walks, and 20 strikeouts. But, of course, not a safe spot for him tonight. Trying to keep it a one-run game, and he strikes out Cruz. A sweeping slider down and away. Cruz fished after it, and it's the first strikeout for Cruz as he falls to 0-for-4. 10th strikeout tonight by Kannapolis pitching. Two gone, bases empty. Ricardo Belo, the switch hitter to the left side of the plate. Woodpeckers lead 2-1. Belo 0-for-2 with a walk. And the first pitch from Seidel misses in for ball one. Tonight is Billy Seidel's 22nd Carolina League appearance, made 5 out of the Kannapolis bullpen last year. 25th appearance of his minor league career tonight. The 1-0 is inside. No, called a strike. Fastball to below, and it's 1-1. Billy Seidel tucks that black glove to the belt. Here's his 1-1, that is, and a slider is low. Two balls and a strike on below. Billy Seidel kicks and fires and skips one to the plate. So below ahead, 3-1. You have the Sugar Land Space Cowboys in AAA tonight. AAA Astros affiliate who are playing at home. They're at Constellation Field hosting the former Astros AAA affiliate, the Round Rock Express. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch to below. Scoots him off of the plate. Fastball running in, and it's a walk. Kannapolis has done a pretty good job of limiting the walks today. That's just their second, and below has drawn both of them. He walked in the seventh facing Cole Ramage, and now he walks in the ninth facing Seidel. So below is on. Leo Stanny Molina is coming to the plate. Molina 0 for 3, hit into a double play his last time, and the pitch is low. It was a kind of an eyebrow-raising double play for Molina back in the seventh. He shattered his bat, and it was a soft line drive hit back to Cole Ramage, and he was able to dodge the shrapnel, complete the double play. Molina looks at a slider low and outside. It is two balls and no strikes. Tonight, Sugarland trails early 1-0. They're still in the top of the second inning. Next pitch to Molina is down and inside. Three balls and no strikes, and the take sign may be on here. Houston is hosting Minnesota tonight, Astros and Twins, and they're down early 3-0. With the former top pitching prospect Hunter Brown out on the mound, Molina has to scoot out of the way of an inside fastball, four-pitch walk. Back-to-back free passes after two quick outs. Molina is aboard, and two are on for Luis Encarnacion, who hit a solo home run his last time. The Woodpeckers have gotten really good pitching tonight from their bullpen behind Andrew Taylor, Fago, and Jose Fleury. But you'd still like to add an insurance run or two if you could before Fleury goes out for his final inning. Encarnacion gave the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead in the seventh with his second home run of the season. A no-doubt blast out onto the berm. And now he hits with two on and two outs in the top of the ninth. 2-1 Fayetteville. The set by Seidel, and the first pitch to Encarnacion is a fastball in the upper inside quadrant for strike one. Here's the 0-1, and a ground ball pulled foul. So Encarnacion quickly into nothing and two hole. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Jonaker Betancourt, Joanna Biel-Lariano, and Luis Pineda are the 4-5 and 6 hitters scheduled to face Jose Fleury for his final inning. Force at every base with two away. Back-to-back two-out walks have put Below and Molina aboard. Here's the kick in the 0-2, and it's popped up behind home plate, and it'll get onto the roof. Encarnacion trying to expand the zone with two strikes. He swung at a slider that was way up atop the strike zone. It was a ball for sure, but just trying to protect and see another pitch. Rests that two-tone bat on the right shoulder, readies for the pitch, and reaches out in front, swings through a breaking ball. The inning is over. Billy Seidel walks two, but strikes out two. Sets down Encarnacion to end a scoreless ninth inning. And the Woodpeckers, who have left four on as an offense tonight, are trying to lock down their second win here on the road. Jose Fleury going back to the mound for the bottom of the ninth inning, leading 2-1 when we return to Kannapolis. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We are into the bottom of the ninth inning of our Wednesday night ball game, game two of this six-game series. And the Woodpeckers lead it 2-1. They're trying to take the first two here on the road, and Jose Fleury trying to close it out with four innings of relief work. He's in line for the win after Luis Encarnacion's solo home run in the top of the seventh made it a 2-1 game. His first pitch of the inning to Jonaker Betancourt misses up high, and it is 1-0. Betancourt has walked, doubled, and flied to center. He's 1-for-2. Next pitch, high again. And it's two balls and no strikes. A couple of wins here on the road would be a nice turnaround for a Fayetteville team that had lost eight in a row coming into this series. The 2-0 winding pitch, taking the entire way, but there's a strike. Jonaker Betancourt. And a 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1 home. Fastball runs outside, and it's 3-1. The Cannonballers had a real chance to tie the game or perhaps more in the eighth when Jordan Sprinkle reached on a leadoff single. But then Baldwin lined to first, and Sprinkle was doubled off. That was a key turning point in this ballgame. 3-1. Swing and a miss as one hand comes flying off of the bat. Betancourt was a little early on a 79-mile-per-hour slider. Fleury gets it back to full. Working quick, has the sign from Gastone. The pitch is fouled back. Almost the same pitch, just a little bit higher. It wasn't the best spot for a breaking ball for Fleury. Left it kind of in a hittable location, but Betancourt was just under it. Fleury shakes the head no, peers over that glove, motions, pitches. And the payoff is ripped on the ground, just foul of third. A lot of off-speed right now to Jonaker Betancourt. And Jose Fleury got away with another pitch that was left a little bit high. You want that stuff knee level or below the zone, and Fleury has left it above the belt here on back-to-back pitches. He'll try it again. Another 3-2, wind, kick, and pitch. A pop fly behind home plate, and it'll get foul. Jonaker Betancourt doubled in the fourth inning. He's one of the guys that have hit the ball hard today. It's the only extra base hit for the Cannonballers, who have just three hits as an offense. Now a changeup gets him swinging below the zone, and it's the Fleury changeup, all reliable, that helps pick up the first out of the ninth and his third strikeout in this game. That goes down as the ninth strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching. He had Andrew Taylor, who went 3 2/3. He struck out 5. Fago struck out 1 in the fourth. And now Fleury with 3. Here is Joanabel Laureano. And the first pitch is a ball high, 1-0. Laureano is driven in the only cannonball to run, a sac fly in the fourth, out to center. Fastball up and away at 91. 2-0. Sixth pitch of the night here for Jose Fleury. And it is a changeup a little in. It looked good. Down and inside on the corner. Tight zone for Frank Jones. So Fleury has fallen behind both of the hitters in this inning. Now he's in a 3-0 deficit to Laureano. Here's his pitch. Inside, he walked him. Another changeup for Fleury. And the tying run is on for the ballers in the ninth. So now batting Luis Pineda. He is the right-handed hitting catcher who's 1-for-3 tonight with a single, a strikeout, and a pop-out. First pitch fastball just off the low outside corner. And it's called ball one. Fleury has not had to face more than 4 hitters in an inning so far. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a foul backwards. And Kannapolis has certainly had their opportunities to tie this game since the fourth inning. They've left a total of 5 runners on and put a runner on base in each of the last 3. 1-1 as Fleury goes to the belt, left leg kick and pitch. And a high slider is tipped and fouled into the mitt. That was another breaking ball that Fleury left a little bit high. It was actually high enough to be outside of the strike zone, according to K-Zone, and Pineda was underneath it, swinging for the fences. Woodpeckers have led since the third inning. Game was tied briefly, and then the go-ahead home run in the seventh. A swing and a miss on a down-and-in breaking ball. Pineda goes down. Fourth strikeout for Fleury, second out of the ninth, and Kannapolis down to their final chance. It's Logan Glass coming up to the plate. Glass tonight has not seen a ton to hit. He's been patient. Pair of walks along with a strikeout. And the first pitch pops the mitt. It's a fastball for a strike at 90 miles an hour, 0-1. After the seventh inning home run put the Woodpeckers in front, Jose Fleury is pitching for his first winning decision in his Carolina League career. Here's the 0-1. Glass swings and misses. A changeup on the inside, and he's down to his final strike. Quickly 0-2. Can Fleury strike out all 3 in this ninth inning to end it? Trying to give the Woodpeckers a 2-0 series lead going into tomorrow night. Fleury drops to the belt, kicks, fires, Glass takes a slider low and away. It's 1-2. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one for the Woodpeckers postgame show, where we will bring you the final numbers and get you set for tomorrow's pitching matchup in game 3 of this 6-game road trip. Wide open right side of the diamond, cruises towards the middle. 1-2 the count on Glass, and the kick and the pitch. Fastball a little low. A good pitch by Fleury, and even better take by Glass. 2-2, Fleury's thrown 70 pitches. Fayetteville's bullpen does have a right-hander, Manuel Urias, warming up in case Fleury can't close it out. Strike away. Here's the 2-2. Glass takes strike 3. A slider right on the outside border. And this ball game is over. Tonight, it is a win for the Woodpeckers. A second straight on the road. After turmoil at home last week, they have taken both games here inside of Atrium Health Ballpark. And tonight they did it with a couple of solo slugs and some great pitching between Fleury, Fago, and Taylor to win a 2-1 ball game. Postgame show is coming up next right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. High fives on the diamond in Kannapolis. By Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Atrium Health Ballpark, everybody. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Welcome to inside the radio booth for the final time tonight. And thanks again for making us a part of your Wednesday evening. The Woodpeckers put up another W tonight. 2-1 the final score as they've taken both games here on the road in Kannapolis. And they go to 18-28 on the year with 2-1 final tonight. We're handing out MVPs. It's got to go to Jose Fleury. There were a couple of solo home runs that helped propel the offense tonight. Solo shot by John Garcia in the third, and then a go-ahead home run by Luis Encarnacion in the seventh. But it was Jose Fleury locking it down tonight with five scoreless innings of relief work. He gave up just one hit over that stretch, didn't give up a run, two walks and six strikeouts as he rightfully earns his first Carolina League win of his career to go to 1-3. Fleury was fantastic. He struck out three batters in the ninth inning, worked around a one-out walk, struck out Betancourt, Pineda, and Glass to close down the game. And Fleury worked around base runners that could have tied the game in the late stages. Kannapolis had a runner in the seventh on a one-out walk, Logan Glass. Fleury recovered to strike out a man, get a ground out to third. And then after a leadoff single in the eighth by Jordan Sprinkle, a line drive to first, Luis Encarnacion spearing it off the dirt barely before it was a one-hopper. That's a key defensive play that helped Fleury get out of it and ultimately win the Woodpeckers their second straight here on the road. The win goes to Fleury. The loss goes to Cole Ramage, who gave up the solo home run to Encarnacion. He falls to 1-1 on the year. Kannapolis, with the loss, also drops back to the 500 mark at 23-23. Final time of game was a snappy 2 hours and 10 minutes, and we did it in front of an Atrium Health Ballpark crowd of 1,806. Final line score, Fayetteville, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, as they go to 18-28 on the year. Kannapolis, 1 run on 3 hits and no errors in this one. So we turn the page to tomorrow. We'll be coming at you again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for Game 3 of the series. Right-hander Amilcar Chirinos gets the start for the Woodpeckers, and he will be opposed by another left-hander in Tyler Schweitzer. So back-to-back days, the Woodpeckers will face a left-handed starter. It's Chirinos against Schweitzer. First pitch at 7 o'clock, and our pregame show will start at 6:55 p.m. A big thanks to Colin Casey for monitoring the broadcast tonight while in Fayetteville, clipping some of the highlights for social media and taking care of all of the out-of-town duties. We appreciate all of his work back in Fayetteville. And, of course, the biggest thank you to you, the listeners. We appreciate you joining us each and every night, and you make it possible to bring you Woodpeckers baseball here on the road in Kannapolis. And we can't wait to do it again tomorrow night for game number 47 of the regular season. Kannapolis and Fayetteville, 7 o'clock with a 6:55 pregame show. Final line score for one final time. Fayetteville, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Kannapolis, 1 run on 3 hits and no errors. The Woodpeckers now at 18-28. The Cannonballers now at 23-23 on the season going into tomorrow's ball game. That does it for myself, Andrew Chapman, signing off. Thanks again for everybody that joined us tonight on the broadcast, whether you made it for a pitch, an inning, or the entire game. We thank you for making us a part of your Wednesday ball game and hope to have you again tomorrow night. 2-1 the final in Kannapolis as we say so long from Atrium Health Ballpark. Good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow from Kannapolis, North Carolina. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the road, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.